Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna on News Talk.
A new TG Cahir series, Sheila Shoaga, on Saol Mara Tá, is a three-part documentary that explores some of the most pressing challenges we're facing as a society today: parenting, the anxiety epidemic, and bullying. Much like Sheila's podcast, Ready to Be Real, it's rooted in listening deeply, asking honest questions, and approaching complex issues with compassion rather than judgment. Travelling all over Ireland and to Norway, Sheila speaks with a wide range of people, from well-known faces to experts and individuals sharing their lived experience. And Sheila joins me in studio now. Sheila, you're very welcome.
Oh, brilliant. Thanks for having me.
How lovely to have you here.
I know.
This must have been an amazing project to work on because, as you say, these three topics, parenting, anxiety and bullying, we're all going through them as
yeah, that's
society.
It. That's exactly it. And when I thought about it, the obvious one is I'm a parent. And then I was wondering, well, does anxiety impact me? Have I experienced bullying? And my honest answer on bullying was absolutely not. And then I started working on this. I started meeting people. I started listening to their experiences. And I started reflecting on my own life. And then I realised, wait a second. And it brought me back to early in my career in particular and work situations I was in. And certainly if you were to examine those experiences I had, you would say in today's language, well, that you experienced bullying. But we didn't have the words for it then. We didn't have the language for it. So it's been really, really interesting for me on a personal level, because as you well know, when you meet people and you're listening to their experiences, you're drinking it up, aren't you? You're taking it in, but you're also thinking about your own life. And these are issues that impact, if not everyone, the majority in one way or another. So I found them really, really interesting. Very difficult at times, very emotional at times, but also there's hope. There's hope here. We don't want people to feel like, oh my God, these are really heavy programs. Why would I sit down and watch them? But we actually do need to listen to people, get different experiences, also have experts sharing their opinion on these topics so that we can hopefully navigate them a bit healthier, because the world is the way it is. We're living in a world that feels really chaotic, as we all know at the moment in particular. And we got to try and help ourselves. And I know you talk about this so much yourself, Claire. We have to try and give ourselves the best possible chance to not just survive in the world, but also to thrive. And we deserve it. Our kids deserve it if it comes to parenting. We deserve it as parents. And, you know, in all of these different areas, they kind of intersect in different ways as well. And I really hope people will feel a sense of being seen when they watch them, and also have a bit more hope that you're not alone in your experience, but also we can all do something to hopefully help ourselves.
Well, let's dive into bullying then a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I think when people hear bullying, they're going to instantly think of kids in school and how do we manage that? And that is a big
sure.
issue and one that definitely needs discussing. But you're talking about it beyond the school gate.
Absolutely. I mean, you can't really have a conversation nowadays about bullying without looking at online bullying and the cyber world that is playing such a huge part in this conversation. And as a parent to two young kids, my son is 8, my daughter is 4. I'm terrified, if I'm totally honest, about the day when they eventually get a phone and that whole world of the internet opens up to them. But I also know that I can't, you know, put my head in the sand and pretend that it's not happening. It's here. And we have to get real about it. We have to really educate ourselves. But also we also have our own, I suppose, sense of, you know, and we spoke before when you were on my pod about boundaries and the importance of having boundaries. We have to, I suppose, challenge the online world with our own kind of boundaries around them, while accepting that this is a world that exists. It's not going away. And if anything, it could potentially get worse before it gets better. But yeah, the bullying documentary is, as you would imagine, dark at times. Certainly is. But it's also, I feel like I've learned an awful lot by meeting all the people that I have, and even a conversation with the psychologist, the brilliant Alison Keating. She's fabulous. She gave me, and she will give everyone who watches the documentary, such a sense of, oh, wait a second. We can now have conversations with our kids about how do we empower kids to deal with potential bullies at school or online. And her tips are, for me, a game changer in I suppose, building confidence in kids, in standing up to them from the get-go. It doesn't mean it's never going to happen, but you're giving your kids the best possible chance at I suppose, giving them a sense of good self-worth, so that that if it does happen, that they know what the next step is. Also, getting into the mindset of why somebody bullies, what's going on there, you know, and that's a conversation that I was really interested in having, because you know, I don't think somebody is born being a bully. And there's always something else going on behind that as to why somebody is so hurt and so angry and wants to inflict pain on another person. But the impact of bullying can be devastating. And certainly at times it's grim, but as I said, at times it's also really empowering. And I really hope people will, I suppose, open their hearts and watch without judgment as well, because we're speaking to so many different people and getting so many different perspectives on this topic as well. And that's really important when it comes to something as complex as bullying.
And you deal with the bullying and online abuse that female politicians face.
Yes.
And I know your sister Grainne has been very vocal about her own experience. And you speak to Ivana Bacik. And, you know, you said to me before we started hitting record, some of the stories would literally make your hair stand on end.
Absolutely. I was floored when I was listening to her, because she has been obviously in public life for decades. She's experienced it all. And some of the stuff she was saying, and it's not that she was saying it as if it didn't bother her, but when you talk about resilience, I think Ivana Bacik is the epitome of that. You know, somebody who has, I suppose with Ivana in particular, I suppose she's somebody who has a very true sense of self. So even though she's experienced abuse, physically on the street abuse, stuff being said to her, physically stuff being hurled at her, but because she knew, I suppose, why she was doing it, her why was so strong, that gave her such confidence to keep going regardless. But nonetheless, you know, she's not a robot, and no politician is, and particularly female politicians. They're a cohort in society that are treated unbelievably badly. I mean, it's frightening, to be honest, the stuff that is said online, and that is just allowed. It's permitted, you know, and we really need to look at that. But Ivana's contribution is a fascinating one. And yet, as a woman who has experienced all the abuse she is so full of hope about the future and about the importance of having women in politics. And it is so important. We need women like Ivana. We need women like Holly Kearns. We need these incredibly strong voices. And even though it's difficult when you look at situations like my sister, who really put her heart and soul into her campaign and did incredible work, but it wasn't successful in the end. She can still hold her head high that she gave it everything. It wasn't successful this time, but we do need women taking up seats, and also us as voters. We need to be voting, you know, strong candidates into the Dáil who can speak on our behalf.
And I think as a society, we need to move to a place where we understand we're not all going to agree on everything. And we need to allow polar opinions to coexist and try and meet with some sort of respect and understanding of where people might be coming from. And I know that sounds very difficult, especially with some of the opinions we're having to live with right now that seem very black and white to all of us. But at the same time, we'll never move forward if we can't really listen to each other. Can I ask you about parenting then? Because I think it's really refreshing. I saw the promo clip for the series and you have a parent there who says, look, I'm really grateful, but my life has also been turned upside down.
Yes.
And, you know, I think that is what's really refreshing, because, you know, children are yearned for, you know, it's not a given that you will have a child.
For sure.
And yet it can be really, really challenging.
Absolutely. And we travelled all over the country meeting parents with, like, we went to Monaghan, we met a family whose child is severely disabled. We spent time with Nyasa, who you mentioned there, who has three kids, and she is juggling like a mad thing. She was getting ready to go back into the workplace, but she had to make a very difficult decision to leave the job that she absolutely loved. I'm giving everything away and I don't want to give everything away, but basically these are the decisions we make. These are the choices that are presented to us when we have a family where it's not, it can't be the way it always was. Things have to evolve. Things have to change. And we also live in a world that is go, 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 grind, 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 you know, and most people have to work to be able to pay their mortgages. But then childcare is so expensive and then you have to make a decision whether it's worth your while, two parents being in the workplace. And we're looking at how can we do better? What is the current situation? What needs to happen? And actually, we spoke to Orla O'Connor from the National Women's, the Women's Council of Ireland. And she was talking about, you know, the Nordic model, particularly in Norway and how it's done there. So we went off to Norway and we got a sense of what life is really like raising kids there. So we, there's an Irish woman living there with her husband and raising her two girls there. And it was really interesting to get a flavour of what life is like there. And is this a way that we could bring in more into Ireland? And there's obviously huge supports in Norway for families. But in saying that, look, you know, and people will see the programme and decide for themselves, but we are under phenomenal pressure in this generation. And you do think back of when we were kids and most experts say the pressure that parents are under now is next level. It just is. And it's important to kind of sit with it and ask why. Why is it like this? You know, it's actually, it's the world is it kind of set up so that it's very difficult to thrive, but we want people to be able to. And sometimes that means making tough decisions and ones that might affect your pocket, but might be more fulfilling in other ways. So, yeah, I hope it'll be a thought. I know it's going to be a thought-provoking one for people because it certainly was for me. And I always feel if it's happening for me, it'll happen for those watching it as well. But yeah, we cover so much, so many different perspectives, male, female, and really the question is, if you're struggling in the world right now, it's normal because, you know, it's not really set up to support families and we do absolutely need to look at that.
And I know you have Jerry Hussey on the podcast series, yeah, and he speaks a lot about how we as a society are, you know, very much focused on, you know, getting the kids into a sleep routine, getting ourselves back to work. And that's the modern day life that you're talking about. And he's kind of questioning that.
Yes.
I know you've also had Gabor Maté on your podcast. Mm. He speaks about it as well, the anxiety epidemic that we're having. And yet, as a modern society, we're not giving ourselves that time to truly connect with our kids the way we were designed to. And even as a parent, that made me feel defensive. And he kind of puts his hand up and says, listen, I was a busy physician. Mm. I wasn't around for my kids either. But if we don't talk about this and if we don't ask these questions, then nothing will ever change. So there is an initial defensiveness with all of these things, isn't there? But if we just bring our shoulders down and listen, I always think it begins, change begins with a conversation.
Completely. And even I have to have compassion with myself. Like my son is 8 now and our daughter is 4. And we co-sleep with Cliona. And hands down, it's been the most gorgeous, natural thing we've ever done for her and for us. It's amazing. And I would love to go back in time and I'd get emotional now thinking about it and take Cahill out of that bloody cot and bring him into bed. Ugh. We're going against nature. And when you look at why co-sleeping was frowned upon, it was two men, two childless men back in the day that suggested this because they wanted people out working. And it's not natural to separate yourself from your kid. We have a daughter now who's in her waking hours is the most independent little being because she's getting all this connection. She's getting all of this security at night. It is honestly the most natural thing. I don't understand it. She sleeps amazing. We sleep great. Luckily, we have a big bed. We bought a big bed when we built our house. And I know the day will come when she won't want to be in the bed, but I don't want that day to end because it's the most gorgeous thing. It just completely makes sense. And I really, as I said, I have to have compassion for the earlier version of me as a mother. But honest to God, I your babies need to be held. They want to be held. And what you'll actually find is a very securely attached, comfortable kid who won't be needy. It's the opposite. Because when they're getting that security and love and connection, they are like, she will go into her niendra and she doesn't even look behind. She's like, see ya. good luck, mom, whatever. There's no tears, there's no drama. And I'm not, I hope I'm not coming across smug. I really am not trying to, but I feel really strongly about this. I think we've just got it arseways. But again, if you had that conversation with me 8 years ago, I would have been saying, no, no. And I was lying on the floor, my hand through the cot and Cahill crying.
Yeah, no, we've all been there.
But I just want to go back and I want to hug me and say, stop going against your instinct. I was going against my instinct. Take your baby out of the cot, hold your baby, bring your baby into the bed. This is the normal thing. When you look at the animal kingdom, what does the baby tiger do? The babies cuddle in with their parents, with their mother. It's normal, natural. And anyway.
And modern society sets it up though, because you're going back to work after 6 months. So you need to be getting a good night's sleep. You need them. So the intention is always good, but
it is, but I have a real aversion to hearing it now. And you leave your baby down and you let them cry. No, you don't let them cry. And you'll find that when they are being cuddled and minded, they don't cry anyway. They're not crying the same way because they're getting that natural bonding. Anyway, yeah, I could go on forever.
You mentioned your big bed in your new house. So life is good.
By the way, I still have a very healthy life with my husband. Okay.
FYI. Messages.
Do you know what I mean? But no, honestly, yeah. So we built a home and we're in it, and sure, we're still going to be doing stuff probably for the next 10 to 20 years. But it's lovely to be there because we were living in a mobile home for 2 years while we were building, which was mad.
Well, it looks perfect from what I've seen in the magazine
pages.
We're very
lucky.
Yeah, it looks beautiful.
We're very lucky. And I
right
know.
Right in Spittle.
Yeah, right in Spittle.
Sea view all around.
Yeah.
And you got married. A surprise wedding, not for your nearest and dearest, but for us Instagrammers.
Yeah. So it was really low key. We basically made the decision, what are we waiting on? It was actually more our son than anything else, because he was saying, what's the story? Like, why are you not married? You know, he's getting to that age where he was kind of going, Mom, what? What, this doesn't make sense.
That's your boyfriend?
Yeah, what?
And each to their own, of course.
Do you know what I mean? And then we were kind of like, it was getting more complex as the older he gets. And I suppose when the critical thinking kind of kicks in, he's just going, nah, this doesn't add up. So we were like, okay, we were focused on the house, I suppose. We always knew we'd get married eventually. And I said, okay, we just do it. And then when we really spoke about what we wanted, we just said, we don't need to go big here. Also, to be honest, financially, there was a huge factor there, because if I wanted to go big, I'm all or nothing. I'd want to go big. And we didn't have the money for it. You know, the house was taking up and we want to put the money into the house anyway. So we decided to do something really low key, and it was lovely. It was just our families in a hotel, like 5 minutes over the road. It's the Connemara coast in Faribault. It was the most lovely day. Like, the weather was lovely. And they have a gazebo outside. Got married outside. It was so nice.
With your two kids there, I think it's beautiful. For your kids to see it, I think, is really lovely.
Yeah, it was really lovely. And they were such a huge part of the whole ceremony, you know. So it was gorgeous, yeah.
Good. Well, look, I think this series is going to absolutely fly and cause some really thought-provoking conversations. And I think it's really important. It starts on February 11th. Parenting is on February 11th at 9:45. Anxiety, February 18th, the following week at 9:30. And bullying, the following week, February 25th at 9:30. Sheila Shoiga on Saol Mar Atá is on TG Cathair soon. And thank you so much for coming in to tell me about it.
Thanks a million for having me. I really appreciate it.
Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna. Sunday morning at 8 on News Talk.